Good morning. Today I'm going to be talking about phonics. My name is Mrs. De La Fuente, and we're going to continue doing phonics today. Today we're going to go over silent consonants beginning or ending. We have some letters that you put together in consonants, but some of them will be silent, as in LF. LF makes the sound. So when you say the word half, L is silent. When you say the word calf, L is silent. Self, golf, all you hear is the F sound. Let's repeat. Calf, half, calf, self, golf. The next one we have is TLE. In this one, the T is silent. But if we want to write whistle, it has to be with a T, but the T will be silent. So let's say whistle, and we don't hear the T sound. Settle, bottle, apostle. So let's repeat. Whistle, settle, bottle, apostle. Apostle. The next consonants are LK, where the L will be silent, as in talk. You can't hear the L. Walk. The L is silent. Beanstalk. Chalk board. The L is silent. So let's repeat. Talk. Walk. Beanstalk. Chalkboard. In these consonants, we have the MB, where the M is silent. Lamb is spelled L-A-M-B, not L-A-B. So the M will be silent, so we say lamb, climb, dumb, numb. Let's repeat. Lamb, climb, dumb, numb. The last one on this row is GH. It makes the F sound, like in F. So when we say this word, we say laugh, cough, enough, rough. So let's repeat. Laugh, cough, enough, rough. All right, on the last row here, we have KN. KN makes the N sound, so the K is silent. So we say the word no. No. And we're using the OW that we learned in the last session, and there are two, and one says the OW sound, and this OW says the O sound. So we say no. No. This one is knowledge. Knowledge. The K is silent. New. New. Knock. Knock. Knife, knife. Repeat. No, knowledge, new, knock, knife. We have the next one. It's the WR. When we say this word, we say right. So the W is silent. Here we have right, wrong, wrist, wrap, wrote. Repeat. Right, wrong, wrist, wrap, rope, wrote, wrote. The last one on this line is the GN. Again, the G in this one will be silent. You can hear the N as in gnaw, gnaw. Gnawing is a word that a little mouse would be gnawing at the wall. Gnome, gnome. A gnome is a little decoration that you put outside in your garden. Gnat, gnat. Gnat is like a little insect that likes to fly around the fruit. Gnat. Repeat. Gnaw. Gnome. Gnat. These are all silent consonants. These are sometimes will be on your sight words. So make sure you practice these. Sentences with silent consonants. Here we have cough, cough. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. Repeat. Repeat. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. Let's write that down right now. Get your paper and pencil or pen, and let's write that down right now. We're doing silent consonants. Silent consonants, and let's write the word cough. Write the word cough, and let's write the sentence. Cover your mouth. Let's write cover. Cover your mouth. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. So let's write the word cough. The GH, underline it. Underline it. It makes the F sound. Makes the F sound. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. The next word is wrong, wrong. And in this one, the W is silent, so we just say wrong. Number two says, the car went the wrong way and caused an accident. The car went the wrong way and caused an accident. Repeat, the car went the wrong way and caused an accident. Let's write that down. Let's write the word wrong first and underline the W, that it is silent. Now let's write our sentence. The car went the wrong way and caused an accident. An accident is when, let's say, two cars collide, they crash into each other. That would be an accident. Okay? The next one we're going to look at is risk, but let's look at the sentence first, okay? That we wrote. The car went the wrong way and caused an accident. Remember, an accident is when two cars are colliding, they crash. The next thing is wrist. Wrist. This is my wrist. This here. That's my wrist. My wrist is hurting me after I fell down. My wrist is hurting me after I fell down. Repeat. My wrist is hurting me after I fell down. Let's write this down. We're going to write the word wrist and underline that. Underline the W because it's silent, and let's write the sentence. My wrist is hurting me after I fell down. My wrist is hurting me after I fell down. W is silent, so we say wrist. My wrist is hurting me after I fell down. The next one we're going to look at is beanstalk. A beanstalk is when you plant a bean, a plant will come out, but a stalk is very high. So it's a beanstalk. I planted some beans and the beanstalk grew very high. The plant grew very high. The bean plant grew very high. So let's look at this. Repeat after me. I planted some beans and the beanstalk grew very high. Let's write this down. Let's write the word beanstalk first. And underline the L right next to the K, because that's the word, the letter that is silent. And then let's write the sentence. I planted some beans and the beanstalk grew very high. Again, we're going to write the word beanstalk, underline the L because that is a silent letter. I planted some beans and the beanstalk grew very high. The next one we're going to look at is a knife. A knife is a tool that you cut things. So you can cut your meat or you can cut your chicken. We use that to cut. Knife. Don't cut your sandwich with a fork. Use a knife. Don't cut your sandwich with a fork. Use a knife. Repeat. Don't cut your sandwich with a fork. Use a knife. Let's write that down. So let's write the word knife first. Knife. And we said that in knife, the letter K is silent, so we are going to underline the letter K, and we're going to write our sentence. Don't cut your sandwich with a fork. And we put a comma, use a knife. Period. So then we're going to come over here and we're going to look at the word knife. So we underline the K because that is a silent consonant. And this is our sentence. Don't cut your sandwich with a fork. Use a knife. The last one on this slide is the word gnaw. Gnaw. In this one, we do not, the consonant G is silent, so we just say gnaw. The dog started to gnaw on his bone, but his owner took it away from him. The dog started to gnaw on his bone, but his owner took it away from him. Repeat, the dog started to gnaw on his bone, but his owner took it away from him. Let's write that word down. Gnaw. And underline the G because that is the consonant that is silent. So let's write the sentence. The dog started to gnaw on his bone, but his owner took it away from him. So we're going to say, write the word gnaw, and we're going to underline the G, the consonant G, because it's silent. This is our sentence. The dog started to gnaw on his bone, but his owner took it away from him. We're going to continue to write three more sentences because we're going to do self, numb, and settle for the LF, the MB, and the TLE. Okay, so let's do the first one. Self, self. The L is silent, self. So we're going to write those down. Let's write the word self. Okay? And let's read this sentence. I hurt myself while playing football with my friends. I hurt myself while playing football with my friends. So let's repeat. I hurt myself while playing football with my friends. So let's write that down. I hurt myself while playing football with my friends. Self, and your sentence, I hurt myself while playing football with my friends. The next one is numb, numb. My hands were numb when I played outside in the snow without gloves. My hands were numb when I played outside in the snow without gloves. Let's repeat that. My hands were numb when I played outside in the snow without gloves. So if you go outside in the winter and you're grabbing all that snow, pretty soon your hands are so cold that you can't feel anything. So let's write that down. First, let's write the word numb. Underline the M because it's silent and write this down. My hands were numb when I played outside in the snow without gloves. Numb. My hands were numb when I played outside in the snow without gloves. Underline the M on numb. The last word is settle. settle. In the old days, many people settled in the new countries to start a new beginning. Now, this word settled, I ended putting the ED because it's past tense. Past is just, it happened a long time ago. Past. Settled. So now we have, let's say the, let's repeat, in the old days, many people settled in new countries to start a new beginning. Let's write that down. Let's write the word settle. And underline the T next to the L, settle. We don't say settle, we say settle. Okay, in, let's write the sentence, in the old days, many people settled in new countries to start a new beginning. When they say to start a new beginning, they're saying that some people came from another country and came over here, so they don't know anyone, so they're starting new jobs, they're getting a house, their kids are starting new school to go to, so it's a new thing for them, it's a new beginning. So let's read this. Settle. The T is silent. In the old days, many people settled in new countries to start a new beginning. Now, this is practice 9. You're going to be doing writing sentences on your own. This is golf. Golf is when you hit a little ball and you just golf. Apostle is one of the people that followed Jesus Christ. Apostle, like Mark, John. Chalkboard. Chalkboard would be when you have a blackboard and you write on it with chalk. Chalkboard. Climb is to climb. Laugh, you laugh. Knock, knock. Wrap, when you wrap something, wrap. And the gnome is a little man with a pointed hat, and a lot of people put him in their gardens. They say they're good luck, gnome. So you need to write sentences with those words. Yesterday we started with fluency. We will continue with fluency. We have a few more left. So, fluency, practice reading sight words as fast as you can for 1 minute. But I want you practicing this 3 times, so that's 3 minutes, 1 minute each. So, the word room, room. This is a room. Repeat, room. Large, large. It's large. Repeat, large. Let us go to the movies. Let. It's a word. Repeat, let. Need. I need a pencil to write. Need. Repeat. Need. Given. He was given an ice cream. Given is to give. Give someone something. Repeat. Given. Big. You know what big is because those words have come up before. So big. Repeat. Big. Order. When you go and order a hamburger at Wendy's or at any store, I want to order a hamburger. Repeat, order. Four, the number four. Repeat, four. Present. This word can be said present or present. Now, if you present something, that means like I'm presenting this lesson to you. Or you can say present and you're giving a gift, like a toy to a little baby or a gift to your wife or husband. That's present. Repeat, present, repeat, present. Within. I saw something within the purse or within a book. It's inside, within. Repeat, within. Several. I have several pens. To have several, it has to be more than one. Okay? So several. Repeat, several. Fell is to fall. To fall. Repeat. Fell. Rather. Rather means I'd rather have this. That I want this instead of this. That is rather. Repeat. Rather. Children. Children are little small boys and girls. Repeat. Children. Second. The clock has minutes, hours, and seconds, and you can see the seconds moving around the clock. Repeat, second. Along. I went along with my aunt to see her where to buy some shoes. So you're going with someone. Along. Repeat, along. Face. This is your face. Repeat. Face. Best. I want to use my best clothes. Those are your wonderful clothes. You don't want to use your work clothes. You want to use your best clothes. Repeat, best. Possible. This word means possible. Is it possible to go to the store? Okay? In other words, can you really go to the store on your own? Okay, so possible. Repeat, possible. Church. That's where we go and worship God. So it's a church. Repeat, church. One more row. Important. Something is very important to you. So my children are very important. So you love them, you care for them, they're very important for you. Repeat, important. Ever. Have you ever done this? Ever. Repeat, ever. Often. You do it all the time. You do it almost all the time. Often. Repeat, often. Least. Least means it's less. Like, I have a least amount of pens, because if I had 10 pens, I had a lot. But I have the least amount of pens. Where my friend has 10 pens, I only have 2. That's least. Repeat, least. And the last one is things. Things can be anything. Things can be a table. It could be this. It could be a book. This. A camera. Computer. Pens, a little book, those are things, because we have persons are people, okay? But things are just not alive. They're lifeless. So those are things. Things, repeat, things. Now, these five, again, repeat over here, and they repeat again. You have to read them this way. Because if you read this one here, you already read five words, and you read these two, you read 10 words. If you read these three, you've read 15. You have to read this whole thing in 1 minute and practice it three times.